I will arrange for your husband's remains to be brought back to your house in Brummell Street, Lady Weatherwood, as soon as the post-mortem has been carried out.
Post-mortem? What will they do to him? Will they do dreadful things?
Well, the surgeon will have to examine his injuries.
Before they bring him into the house, tell them they must cover his face with something heavy and thick. Close down his eyes. The eyes of the dead can see where those of the living are blind. Otherwise, how could they find their way, as they do, into strange houses?
I will see to it that Lord Weatherwood's eyes are covered.
Now, it must be understood that I will not be touched or followed. I warn you that there is a great peril in wait for anyone who tries to get in my way. I have a very powerful friend who guards me well.
Nevertheless, Lady Weatherwood, the circumstances of your husband's death oblige me to make very close inquiries.
You had better be careful. My husband died because he offended against one greater than himself. I have not been told by whose agency he died, but I know the force that killed him.
Lady Weatherwood, who took you down in the lift?
It seemed to be one of the nephews.
Seemed?
Seemed.
Lady Weatherwood, do you think it possible that somebody impersonated one of the twin brothers? Was there any recognizable mark?
Yes.
On the back of his neck?
I saw it.
Just here?
Yes. It was a sign. He does that sometimes.
Who?
The little master.
Ah, the little master.
Yes.
Do you think the attack on your husband happened before you reached the lift?
He sat huddled in the corner, not speaking. I knew he was angry. He had called for me in an angry voice. He had no right to treat me as he did. I warned him of his peril. I told him Nebiros would do my bidding.
Did you speak to him when you went to the lift?
Why should I speak to him? His hat was over his eyes. I thought he was asleep.
And when did you first notice that something was wrong?
When the lift was about halfway down, I tried to rouse him. He fell forward, and there he was, with that thing in his eye, and a red ribbon of blood running down his face. His mouth was wide open, and I opened my mouth like his, and I screamed and screamed. Ah! Ah!